Ashford and Simpson, Solid as a Rock from 1985. Just gone 7 minutes past 10 on a Wednesday morning, and my guest now is Véronique Saunier, who's going to be telling us all about Vietnamese art from the boat people. But first of all, Véronique, how did you get involved with it?
Well, I used to go in the camps to play with the children, and after I noticed some children's drawings and paintings, which I found very, very beautiful and very mature, I thought that probably adults and especially artists would do a greater job, and I decided to look for some artists and found them.
So how difficult was it to get it all together?
It hasn't been that difficult because there's already an association called Garden Streams, it's an agency who promote art in the camp. It means they provide the artists with material, paper, brushes, paints, and they identified the painters, and we've worked together.
And what sort of thing is going to be shown? Is it paintings, or is it sculpture, or a mixture of all sorts of arts?
No, it's going to be only paintings. In fact, I mean, they are all sort of very creative people in the camps. They are not sculptures because tools are not allowed in the detention camps. But they are poets, they are musicians, they are dancers. I mean, very creative people. Still Lives is just a painting exhibition. They will just be drawings and paintings.
And what sort of standard will we see?
There is very high quality works. I mean, some of the artists are professional artists. They were already professional artists in Vietnam. Sometimes one of the reasons why they are now in Hong Kong is because they were artists, you know, in their country and couldn't express their art. So there will be very, very high quality artworks. There will be also all sort of paintings that we've selected because they had a very strong meaning, very strong, you know, symbolism. Not we didn't select them exactly for the quality, but more, you know, for their strong meaning.
Now, will these things be on sale as well?
They won't. No.
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 But what about in the future? Are there plans to have an exhibition and actually sell Vietnamese boat people's art?
Well, I'm not sure we will sell them. I mean, there are some legal, standards in Hong Kong regarding the Vietnamese boat people that we have to be careful about. I mean, at least that's what I was told. Anyhow, the future plan for this exhibition is to try to send it to other countries. I'm thinking of United States and England and also France. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I mean, I'm planning to go to France next month to check some venues, and probably the next venue will be somewhere in Paris, hopefully.
Now, talking about venues, where is it in Hong Kong?
It's at the Hong Kong Art Center.
Okay, and when does it open?
The inauguration is tonight. Mm-hmm. It will be opened by Martin Barrow, and who is a member of the Legislative Council, and it will be on from tomorrow until the 6th of November.
Now, how difficult was it to organise?
It hasn't been that difficult, I must say, because people in Hong Kong have been very responsive. I mean, the Hong Kong Art Centre agreed to host, you know, the exhibition. Whoever I've approached, I mean, were all very positive and supportive. I mean, photographers, you know, took photos for us, and I mean, all sort of people got involved, gave ideas, suggestions. It's been really, I mean, a teamwork. Very, very nice to work on.
Great. Véronique, merci beaucoup.
Merci.